This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Biden administration will stand by former President Trump's decision to remove wolves from the endangered species list. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, the move likely won't impact wolf reintroduction in Colorado.
Mike Phillips helped organize Colorado's successful wolf reintroduction ballot measure last year. The biologist says federal wolf delisting could actually make the effort easier, since it gives the states the authority to manage the species, not the federal government.
Colorado does not have to collaborate with the federal government on capturing and translocating and releasing gray wolves. It gets much, much simpler.
Environmental groups have sued to return wolves to the endangered species list. But at the moment, Phillips says Colorado is on track to release the animals by 2024. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Doctors and public health officials hope formal federal approval of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine will help persuade people who have resisted inoculation. Dr. Kurt Poppenfuss is an ER doctor in rural Cheyenne County. He says the move gives doctors an additional argument they can make to the hesitant.
The federal government says, you know, it's approved. It's not experimental anymore. That will give us more clout in a way to say, well, you know, it's an approved vaccine. It's just like all the other vaccines that have been approved.
One recent national poll found a third of those who are not vaccinated would be more likely to get the vaccine once it won full federal approval. This is CPR News. Grand Junction is at 90 degrees and clear. Tonight, it'll be a breezy evening with a low of 60. The rest of the week should be high 90s.